Hi, I'm with Kid Remington, and we're in the deep, smelly bowels of the Holy Cross Gymnasium for the CWE 5th Anniversary Spectacular. Great card on hand, great crowd on hand for an awesome night of wrestling action. And I am pulling aside wrestlers. We're kind of doing a special episode this coming week, and we're going to go back in the last 5 years, and we're going to pick the brains of these wrestlers and figure out what some of their best memories, maybe worst memory or best match. We'll see what they have to offer. First up, we're going with a veteran. We've got the Rebel, Bobby Collins. How are you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You're excited for the card tonight?
I sure am.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to go back in time. How long have you been with CWE? Since the start or just...
Nope, not from the start. About 2.5 years now in total.
Okay, about 2.5 years. Yeah. Do you have a favorite CWE memory, a favorite card, a favorite match, anything to tell the fans out there?
Well, I have to say the favorite match was feeding dog food to Kevin Cannon and the Mystery Client.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
That was just last winter.
Just last. Okay, so it was a stipulation match.
Yeah.
You know, and he had to... Now, getting into a match like this, do you head out and you buy a high-grade dog food or as cheap and as crappy as you can find?
For feeding them, I found the cheapest, the crappiest, and it had probably more sawdust than any meat product in it. They loved it.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. I'm sure the crowd, I hate to say it this way, ate it up when that all happened.
They ate it up, all right. Not as much as Cannon and Mystery Client, but yeah, they ate it up.
Right on. Well, thank you very much for your time. Actually, before we let you go, what are your plans? What are the Rebel Bobby Collins plans coming up in CWE?
My plans for CWE is to, once again, put gold around my waist and be the best I can be.
Right on. Well, thanks a lot for giving us 2 minutes of your time.
Thank you.
We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio. Kid Remington, your host, and we are joined right now by the coach, Kelly Russell. Now, you were just recently the coach, Kelly Russell. Back in your history of CWE, generally, you spent a long time on those mats as senior referee, Kelly Russell. Can you tell us about that?
You know, that's right. I started in the wrestling business in 1989 as a professional wrestling referee, and I'll tell you something. After 25 years of listening to a bunch of idiots in the crowd chant, "Kill the ref," and "Go home, referee," and "Do you even know how to count to three?" And my favorite one of all is, "You're blind." You know what? Enough is enough. So I took a little bit of time off. I did some rethinking. I did some exploring into my own mind about what I'd like to do with my life and my career. And basically, Stefan Epic is a very good, close, personal friend of mine. And I've mentored him throughout his career, and I've become his coach. And the bottom line is, with the coach Kelly Russell at the helm, and Stefan Epic as my blue chipper, my all-star, if you want to call him that. Hey, he's my first-round draft pick. There's basically nothing we can't do in this company.
Okay. Now, let me ask you about Stefan Epic. Is that somebody that, like, who are you molding him after? Did you find a bunch of Greg Gagne videotapes? Did you find a bunch of rock and roll Buck Zumhoff?
Who?
I don't know. I'm just naming out wrestlers. Okay. Is there somebody in particular that you went and found and said, this is where my guy's got to train like this?
First of all, Greg Gagne was only Greg Gagne because of his father. And rock and roll Buck Zumhoff has got a lot of legal problems right now that I'm not going to get into. Molding is not something that I'm going to do after somebody specific. I'm going to turn Stefan Epic into the greatest professional athlete in the world today. And quite honestly, I don't have much molding to do because he already is the greatest professional athlete. He's the greatest professional wrestler. He's the greatest professional poker player. He's the greatest professional tiddlywinker. As a matter of fact, he just recently won the Rock, Paper, Scissors Challenge. And as far as I'm concerned, there isn't an event, athletic event out there, whether it's darts, bowling, you name it, horseshoes, Stefan Epic can do it all.
Okay, so maybe you've answered this question for us already just now, but do you have a favorite memory of CW? We're celebrating the 5th anniversary in the last 5 years. What's the best thing that's happened? What's the best match you've been a part of? Is it Stefan Epic stuff?
Well, you know, truthfully, the CWE is probably one of the best wrestling organizations that I've ever had the pleasure of working for, whether it's as a referee or as a coach. We have, as a company, brought in some of the top superstars from all over the planet, refereeing some of the greatest names in the business today. It's too hard for me to pinpoint one specific event because the company continues to grow and grow and show that it really is the elite when it comes to professional wrestling. I'd say the most recent greatest memory I've ever had, well, tonight, hey, we defeated Bobby Collins single-handedly, just taking us one step closer to championship goal. And of course, here we need to break through that glass ceiling in the CWE. And along with myself, Stefan Epic, the road is endless. And pretty soon, before you know it, we'll be carrying championship gold.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
That's all I got.
We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio, and we're here with Kevin Cannon. Kevin, can you tell everybody listening in Give us some memories of CWE. Your feeling about the company.
CWE has provided me with a lot of great opportunities, a lot of great memories. My most fond moment was in 2012. We did a tour where myself and Tito Santana traveled together. We roomed together. We tag teamed together. And, you know, we got to know each other. It was a great experience, you know, not only as a wrestler, but as a person. It was really cool to get to know the guy that I grew up watching. And,
obviously, that would have been massive.
Yeah, and share some stories with him. And
So take us back to that, actually, for a minute. What's it like getting the news and finding out that somebody that you watched on your TV growing up, you're going to be hitting the road with them and living this dream with them for a little while?
It's definitely surreal, but at the same time, you want to maintain that level of professionalism while
you're
in there. You know, you don't want to act like a complete fanboy to them. At the top of the lobby, it was in my hometown of Souris, Manitoba, where my family lives. So, you know, it was a real nice surprise for me to get there and find out that tag team with Tito Santana that night.
Okay.
All my aunts, uncles, parents, brothers, sisters, you name it, are all going to be there in attendance. And yeah, it was fantastic. He was a great guy. You know, we had a lot of good times.
That's pretty fabulous. Now, going back in match-wise, getting in the ring, like you've spent some time, you know, there was Kevin Cannon and his mystery client, and you were doing some managing, you were in the ring sometimes. Do you have a favorite in-ring match?
I definitely do. My favorite in-ring match was not that long ago, actually. Rookie's Bar, myself and Robbie Royce went in there. And in the 15 years that I've been doing this, and he's been 2+ decades, we never actually had a match together. We were always on opposite rosters and whatnot. And we just clicked. It was just really a creative, interesting segment that we did, and the match just came off really well, and the crowd was super into it. It just was one of those things where you're kind of like, let's get in there and see what happens, and it really, really worked well.
Yeah, so, that sounds amazing. Anytime you got a chance to go in with the champ, obviously try to get the title off him, that's pretty exciting. Now, you've had a falling out with the mystery client.
Yes.
Now Dick Blood, and that's all going on. Obviously, that's the waters there are still a little turbulent, to say the least.
Definitely.
What's going on in the future with Kevin Cannon and CWA?
Well, I've kind of started wearing many hats. I've been doing commentary now on our weekly television program and taking care of some of that business too. But Dick Blood has, he's got a few surprises coming for him. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag here in case he's listening, but he definitely is going to have to be watching over his shoulder 24/7 because I've got a few things up my sleeve yet for him.
Right on. Thanks a lot for your time.
My pleasure.
We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio, our 5-year anniversary retrospective, and we're with Big Cliff Corleone. You don't get much bigger as charismatic superstars go in CWE. Cliff, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Right on. Thanks for taking time to do this with us. This is going to be a really, we think when we get everyone together on this, it's going to be one of the better episodes ever. It's a nice special thing. So let's go back in your history of CWE. What's some of your greatest memories of being here?
Would have to be a tour we went on, Northern Manitoba. We started in Dauphin, and we ended up in Gillam, Manitoba.
Okay.
Long roads, ice roads.
Yes.
It was fun. Long story short, we ended up getting stuck in a ditch for about an hour. We called the RCMP, they pulled us out. We barely made it back to our hotel before the van ran out of gas. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
My favorite match would have to be when I faced the Demolition. They were a favorite when I was a kid. So
yes.
To me, it was just like, you know, I watched these guys as a kid, and now I finally get a chance to face them. Didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, but, you know, it was all in all, it was a great experience.
So something you can take off the bucket list, right?
Yeah, it was something I've always wanted to do, and I got a chance to do.
That's right. So what was that like when you're told, you know, you watch them as a kid, they're on your TV screen. What is that like when you're told you're going to be getting in the ring tonight with those same guys?
It's like, you know, like it kind of gives you butterflies. You're kind of scared, you're kind of nervous, and you're excited all at the same time. So it's like a big mixture of emotions. And, you know, it's kind of like, am I going to be scared because it's them, or am I scared because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to mess up and make myself look bad? Or, you know,
yes. That totally makes sense. So you and Mike Mission are still together?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the plan going forward?
Yeah. After a few issues we worked out, you know, we're back on track on our way to, you know, reacquiring the CWE tag team titles.
Okay. And then outside of that, would you ever say no to a shot at the champ? Or?
I don't think anybody would ever say no.
Okay. Well, that's good. We wish you all the best in the next upcoming years in CWE. Thanks a lot for taking the time to do this.
All right, man. No problem.
All right. They just showed up when they... We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio, and I'm joined right now by Billy Blaze. Billy, thanks a lot for taking time to come and do this show with us.
Hey, no problem. I haven't been on a radio show in a long time, so I might as well start.
Well, how have you enjoyed CWE celebrating its 5-year anniversary? How have you enjoyed your time in CWE?
I've had a great time in CWE. I've wrestled damn near everybody I can think of. I have had some great matches with guys like Kenny Chevy, Big Cliff, Scott Steiner. CWE is where you come for the best, right? So
what happens to you when you're wrestling a guy, you're getting told, okay, you're getting in there with Scott Steiner. Obviously, it's a guy you would have watched on television. What goes through your mind preparing for that match? Is it just like any other match, or is there something else for you there?
No, it's got to be like just any other match, because you start overthinking it, you get nervous, and a lot of people get starstruck, and
that's
that
right.
Ruins a match.
That's right. So do you have a favorite match, either with you or one you watched in CWE in the last 5 years?
My favorite match in CWE with me was a series of matches I had with Kenny Chevy when we were at Maples.
Okay.
But probably one of my favorite matches was the Big Sexy Beasts. And it was Royce and ATM at Maples where AJ jumped off the basketball hoops.
Okay.
That was crazy. It was intense. It was an intense table match. It was beautiful.
It sounds like it. Now, didn't you have a match where you guys were fighting out on the street and the cops got involved?
Yeah, so you're at the Northern Hotel. Me and Chevy ended up outside. And just as we ended up going through, we burst through the doors. He broke a bottle. I hit him. I hit him good. And next thing I know, we have cops putting guns to our heads, telling us to get down, and the crowd dispersed. It was good.
That's awesome. So, I mean, there's some good memories you've already told us about. You've wrestled almost everybody. What is next for Billy Blaze going forward?
Next for me going forward, CWE Gold.
Yeah.
Where else? You know, I've done the tag thing. I've held the TV title. Now it's straight to the top.
Okay. So Robbie Royce, currently the guy with the title, he's held it for a long time.
Yes.
So obviously there's a lot of tape you would have gone and watched and seen how this guy handles himself in the ring. Do you know how to take care of Robbie Royce?
I've watched Robbie Royce over the years. I've wrestled him a couple times. Let's just say that there's a few things I know about him, but there's a lot more he doesn't know about me.
Right on. It's well said. Well, we wish you all the luck in the coming future, and thank you so much, Billy, for doing this with us.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You too. We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio, 5-year anniversary retrospective episode, and we are joined right now by one of the Saints of Los Angeles. Mr. Nate Hardy has joined us. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us. Nate, going back in the history of CWE, can you tell us a little bit about your history and some great memories?
To sum it all down, I think like with the few years that I've now been involved with Canadian wrestling as of late, by far I think my favorite moment is just the incredible crowds we've been able to work in front of. It's not a moment itself. I think it's just every moment combined that we have these amazing fans that come out and they're just behind us 110% of the way, and it makes our job and our wrestling abilities that much easier to put together.
You know, you actually just, you get the tip of the iceberg on something that I think a lot of the wrestling fans don't realize. When they come into a place, and you guys could drive for 8 hours or 16 hours to get to a venue, there could be 20 people. How does that affect your performance as opposed to there being it loaded with 500 people? Now, I know people say that, yeah, it's the same. I'm a professional. I'm going to do it the same every night. But, I mean, me, I've talked on the show in the past about my history as a musician. If it was a full place, there's a beat off of energy there that it almost like fills your tank again and again. Is that the way it is in wrestling?
Absolutely. I'm a musician myself, and I think that's how I've learned to adapt with crowds. I mean, I don't think, regardless, like our job is to entertain no matter what, but I think it does change your attitude when if we were to go and work in front of 20 people who were there and didn't seem like they care, you have a moment to either capture them and connect with them to make them care.
Yes.
But if you can't do that, like not everyone can accomplish it, and I'm not saying I can or can't, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, and that is a moment where you kind of get discouraged.
Okay.
It's harder to appreciate what you're doing if they don't.
Yes.
So I think when it comes down to big electric crowds that are giving us everything, it changes your perspective and makes it that much better because it gives you that energy. And it's I often think, like, are the crowds feeding off of what we're doing? But I honestly think we feed off their energy more so than anything else.
Right on. That's well said. So going back through this history, is there one time in the ring or one match that you witnessed or you were a part of that sets itself apart from the others? I know there's been a lot of great matches in CWE history, but is there one that's kind of the top of the mountain for you right now?
The one that really comes to mind actually is a match I had with Kevy Chevy not that long ago, and we went into the match not really knowing, like, what we wanted to do was there, but not really knowing how it was going to execute.
Yeah,
and I really like that because I get surprised myself. But we went out there, and oddly enough, like we just put everything into what we had planned, and it completely, in my mind and from what I heard, it tore the house down, and it wasn't anything that we expected to come out of it. You know, we were in about the middle of the show, and we just wanted to go out and just have the best match we could, which is in our mind at all times. And it turned out to be even better than that, like what we had planned and what we expected to come out of it. And probably having Steven Richards, who watched our match, come back and give me one pointer of something that I could have done better. But other than that, he himself said he was blown away by how we executed everything.
That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
And that's another, like Danny has talked about that on the show, like that's a side effect that not a lot of people realize, is when you get these names on the show that have been to the big dance and they come here.
Yep.
Sure, it's great to get in the ring, it's good to have them here for the draw, but the knowledge that they give back to the willing recipient wrestlers is... He said you can't even quantify that in a dollar amount. That's great. That's
yeah,
great.
I couldn't agree more. And that's the thing. Like, these guys don't ever have to watch anything. They've been there.
Yeah.
And they've been to the big show. They've done what they needed to do. And they're now here as our guests. Like, their job is to come here, wrestle, and go back to a hotel or come to an after party, whatever that may be.
That's
but
right.
they're not there to watch what we do. We're not expected of them to criticize our matches or critique them in any way. But when they do, and they actually step back and watch, and they give us that feedback, to me, that's just an incredible gesture. And like when I've had that happen, I've just been very thankful and very fortunate that someone of those calibers can actually sit back and watch something that I'm doing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's definitely special. So let's talk going forward now. What's up? What's next for Nate Hardy? What does your future hold?
At the moment, Saints of Los Angeles are the current CWE Tag Team Champions. We have been for quite a while now.
Yep.
We seem to be on a really great roll. We've been put in the ring with some of the best tag teams in Canada. Like, our slogan is you can't compete with the lead, and it can't be further from the truth than that. I mean, these are the hardest hitting guys, and these are the most incredible talent that could come across this country, or even from outside the country as well. And
okay.
When we're put in front of these guys, we're put in the ring with these guys. I mean, it's been nothing but hard. I can't say it's an easy gesture. I'm not going to give you that terminology. But it's been the most incredible thing, and all we can hope for right now is just to keep that competition coming. To have these guys face in front of us and us just beating the odds every time, whether these guys are claimed to be better than us or not. Our job is to go out there and make sure we got what we needed done and retain those titles. And even tonight, we're in the ring with multiple other tag teams all at once, and we came out of it with the titles, and all
yes.
we can hope for is to keep that going. I mean, if anything were to happen further, I mean, that's, I don't like to look too far into the future. I like to live in the moment and make sure that what I'm doing now is important.
Well said. Well, Nate Hardy, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll be back on Elite Wrestling Radio. We are back on Elite Wrestling Radio, 5th anniversary retrospective, and I am joined right now with Mike Mishan. And Mike, thanks a lot, first of all, for doing the show with us and taking a few minutes for everybody.
No problem.
So, 5 years, obviously, why don't you tell everybody quickly how you got into wrestling and your time with CWE?
Sure thing, yeah. I started off in SPW with Rob Stardom. He showed me the ropes, broke me into the business. And shortly thereafter, I came over to CWE, like everybody else, setting up the ring, and moved on to starting off with some small matches, and then made my way into the card and been working it ever since.
Nice. Do you have, so you're your wrestling skills are getting better as you're going along. You're learning the business here in CWE. Do you have a highlight in the ring, a favorite match?
Absolutely. A highlight would be a couple of years back when Tommy Dreamer came in, and it was the SOA versus Tommy Dreamer and Spider and Darren Dalton. And it was a crazy match. We fought all over the building, bled all over the bar. There was some thumbtacks and some barbed wire, and I got the bad end of both of those. And still a memorable night fighting a legend like Tommy Dreamer.
Nice. That's so. What goes through your mind there? I mean, obviously Tommy Dreamer, here's a legend, a guy that you've seen wrestle many matches on television, or in real life, and you're told, you know, tonight you're going up against this guy. What goes through your head?
For me, it was like a whole lot of nothing. It was kind of a shock. I think it was the first time I worked a big name. And I was out there ready to do what I had to do to make the match good.
Nice. So what is going on for Mike Mission in the future? Obviously, you're part of the tag team scene with Cliff Still. And, is that going to stay that way for a while?
You're right, it is. Me and Cliff, we're the biggest, strongest team in the CWE, and we're going to continue to be that biggest, strongest team. And coming up, we're fighting for those titles. And if it's up to us, we're going to leave and go home with those titles next time we get our chance.
Right on, folks. He is definitely a man on a mission. Mike Mission, thank you so much for taking this time with Elite Wrestling Radio.
Thank you.
We are back on Elite Wrestling Radio, and I am joined right now by one half of the, what do you guys call, the Super Friends?
The Super Friends.
The Super Friends, Corey Kincaid, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on, Corey.
Thank you.
So, here we are, in a retrospective episode of CWE 5th Anniversary. Tell us a few of your fondest CWE memories.
Oh, wow. You know, just being in the ring all the time, entertaining the fans, is my favorite memory in CWE. Fans love the Super Friends. The fans love Corey Kincaid. Just making them happy. That's the experience that I take every time I'm at CWE.
Do you have a special match or a favorite match in your time? It doesn't have to be one you were in. It could be one you watched. It could be something you've learned the most from. Or maybe something you were in where you're like, you know what? I caught lightning in a bottle tonight. This is exactly what I wanted to do.
Well, let's face it. My matches, you know, I don't think I've really won any matches here in CWE a lot. So, you know, I do enjoy watching, you know, Danny Duggan, AJ Sanchez, you know, ATM, Robbie Royce, Heavy Metal. I love watching their matches because they tell the story of what everybody wants to see them as. They bring them up, they bring them down, they make them cheer, they make them boo.
Okay. Oh, well said. So, okay, you just touched on it. Maybe you haven't got, maybe your one-loss record isn't that balanced right now. What are your plans going forward? How are you planning to turn that around?
You know, I'm going to talk to JJ a lot, and maybe he can give me some tips of, you know, what I'm doing. You know, maybe some of the guys from the, you know, CWE upper class will talk to me too and say, hey, KK, maybe you need to do this. Maybe you need to do that. I'll take advice. I love taking advice. So, you know, hopefully, you know, somebody's going to give me good advice one of these days, and I'm going to win.
Right on. Well, we thank you very much for joining us on Elite Wrestling Radio. And until then, Mr. Kincaid, why can't we be friends?
We can be friends. Let's do a hug, but it'll have to be off the radio.
Okay, here we are right
Wait,
now.
Wait, high five. We'll do a high five. Yeah, high five. Friendship.
We are back on Elite Wrestling Radio, and we are here with none other than our first ever guest on Elite Wrestling Radio, the Zombie Hunter, Mentolo. Mentolo, thanks a lot for taking a few minutes for the show.
Thank you for having me.
We are on the... First of all, any? Did you get any heat? Did you get anything from coming on this show and revealing it? You know, your big history? You had a ton of history. It was amazing.
No, I don't think I received any backlash, and, you know, I had specific orders. There were certain things I couldn't talk about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was no backlash.
Right on. So 5 years, you have spent that whole time with CWE. You've
been
here for the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Can you divulge to the crowd a few of the best memories that you've had here?
Oh, a few of the best memories. Well, you know, we kind of covered it in the first show, but,
yep.
You know, Brian Danielson coming in was huge for the company. It's really a shame that the footage of it is so poor, or else, you know, I think that that's something fans should be able to go back and watch and check out. But I think, you know, something like that is a huge way to start the company. And, you know, ever since, like, anniversary shows have been huge.
That's right. And, I mean, as evidenced by tonight, massive crowd out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a buzz. It's a buzz
Absolutely,
right now.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite match? Is the Danielson match your favorite? Or
you know,
is there another one?
Like, as far as anniversary shows go? Or
just
CWE
in general?
Well, You know, I enjoyed tagging with Tyler Colton. I think, like, seeing him progress was one of the joys of CWE.
Yes.
Working with Kenny Omega while he was here. You know, he had a short stint here, and he was a lot of fun to work with, and you know, great talent. Tyler Black, another great match.
Okay.
Brian Danielson, like I mentioned, was another great match too. So
yes,
and even like we did like a couple tag scrambles with Big Sexy Beast and Saints of Los Angeles. That was a lot of fun. I'm sure there's stuff that I'm missing.
Okay, going forward, where is Mentolo going forward in CWE? Is there a heavyweight championship coming your way? Or?
You know, it's really tough to say. Like prior to December when I was in Florida, you know, my main focus was looking after Tyler Colton and, you know, trying to do as much as I can for his development.
That's right.
But, you know, now that I'm back from that, it seems like Tyler's gone off to do his own thing, so it might be time for me to focus on my own goals and stuff like that.
Okay, so I grew up, I was a massive fan of masked wrestlers like the Spoiler,
yes, sir.
The Super Destroyers,
yep.
That kind of stuff. Even the Machines to some degree.
Yep.
I love goalie masks, I love designs. Can you take a few seconds to tell me, where did your mask design come from? How many different masks do you have? How do you know what you're wearing every night?
Well, my mask design was really just, it really just came from my own mind, to be honest with
okay.
you. And, you know, I thought the bullet hole was a really cool design. I thought it was something that people would identify with, and they would think, like, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like, a lot of the masks or even comic book characters, they have a really catchy costume.
Yes.
You gotta have something that
tells a story.
Yeah, you gotta
that's
have
right.
something that definitely, like, stands out.
That's right.
So that's sort of where that came from.
Right on. Anything else to add for the CWE fans, or you're pretty much good for right now? You're tired? You've had a big match tonight already?
Yeah, I just finished wrestling Jason Kincaid tonight, and, you know, other than that, just thanks fans for supporting CWE. You know, Bobby Collins lost. He was the one I beat for my very first title in professional wrestling.
Awesome.
I believe it was 1998, so
yeah.
I'm just giving a shout-out to Bobby Collins, you know, that he did lose to me, though.
Right on.
I'd like to add that in.
He's Mr. First. He was our first interview on the show
yeah,
today.
And he was NWA Canadian Junior Heavyweight Champion, and I beat him for that belt.
Right on.
So,
well, that's
I
awesome.
Want to put that in there, Bobby Collins.
And he, don't come looking after me, okay? I didn't script this at all.
Remington told me to put that in there. He's holding a gun to my head saying, make sure you mention Bobby Collins lost.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
We are back on Elite Wrestling Radio 5th Anniversary Special Radio Podcast for you on Podomatic. I'm your host, Kid Remington. Right now, we are joined by Scotty Raver. Scotty, thank you so much for coming to do the show with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Well, how do you know? We haven't even done anything. I haven't asked you the tough questions. Haven't you seen the guys leaving here sweating and crying?
Well, not yet, no, but I could be the first. You know, there's a first for everything.
Oh, yes, I guess so. So, take us back. Take us to CWE, 5th Anniversary. What are some of your memories of CWE that you're fond of?
Well, I my first show on CWE was I was on the second show.
Okay.
You know, coming to CWE was a change. It was a lot bigger company. All the shows felt like big shows. You know, I was lucky enough to travel with CWE briefly. I did one of the first tours to Northwestern Ontario. And I learned a lot. I got to wrestle Bushwhacker Luke, which was pretty awesome.
Nice.
He was a cool dude. So that was probably one of my more memorable matches was with Bushwhacker Luke, wrestling Michael Elgin a few times. Also one of the anniversary shows, wrestling Danny Duggan. That was also very memorable for the two chair shots that I took. I was a little cranky for a few days, but
okay.
That's some memories I've had in CWE.
Nice. Do you have a favorite match that you've been in or that you've seen? Or what is the highest point for a match that you've been a part of or you've seen in CWE so far?
Well, I'll go for the craziest moment I ever saw was when AJ Sanchez was on like an 18-foot ladder. I think it might have even been in the ring. I don't remember. And then right through a table. That was the craziest thing I'd ever seen, and it was quite shocking. That was on one of the early shows too. So too bad that was one of those things that didn't make it to TV because we unfortunately didn't have it at the time. So
okay, fair enough. So what's going on with Scotty Raver coming up in the future for CWE?
Well, I'm just going to keep doing my thing. Just going out there, having the best matches that I can, trying to entertain the fans. You know, that's what I'm all about, trying to entertain the people who pay their good money, their hard-earned money, to come and sit in the seats at wherever we're wrestling, you know, if it's in Winnipeg or, you know, out-of-town shows. You know, I try to do my best and try to entertain the fans.
Right on. Thank you so much for taking time to do this with us, Scotty.
Thank you very much.
All right, good luck going forward.
Thank you.
And you know what? I don't show people my cards very often, but right now I'm going to. This next gentleman, he's part of a group. They get a lot of scrutiny here in town, but they are definitely the most underrated superstars and two of my favorites. I have no problem saying that. And I'm with one of them right now, Mr. Incredible. Thanks so much for coming on.
What's up, man?
Elite Wrestling Radio. Always good to see you here in town. How have you enjoyed your time in CWE?
In all honesty, I am sick and tired of Canada. I am sick and tired of all these hicks and inbreds that come to this stupid venue to watch us wrestle, and they're always booing, and they don't know the greatness that bestows them every time we come out. So other than that, I didn't get my title win because of some stupid Indians. Yeah, I said it on the radio. Mr. Incredible called them stupid Indians, and it is what it is. Blake Broadway, he's not vocal today. He's kind of pissed off. I'm sorry to not have him with me.
I've noticed that.
But it is what it is. The fifth anniversary has been fun. We've had a very good time. I just wish that we were the next tag team champions, which is coming. It's coming.
Got a feeling. Good things
happen
to
those. I don't think those two skinny white boys can run from us soon.
Nice. So, favorite match. What has been your favorite match here while you've been in CWE?
You're talking about favorite match of ours? Because favorite match of ours is anyone that we've beaten up some poor, helpless bystander. But in all honesty, favorite match, it probably have to be anything with the gay guy. I forgot his name. ATM, I think that's what his name is. He's a good worker.
Yes.
And he's very, very, what we call it? Y'all call it something different? Because we just call it kind of colorful.
Flamboyant.
Yeah. I don't know if that's it.
He's got character. He's got charisma.
Ooh, I think it's a little bit worse than that.
I feel like we're playing Family Feud, and I'm getting the red X's here.
I think he should be at a rainbow parade.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
But I do like that guy. I like that guy a little bit. I like him a little bit, but a lot of his matches have been stand out. I heard that he's facing John Cutler tonight. I didn't get to see it, and I know it was probably something special.
Yeah.
But other than that, anything in the tag team division sucks, and that's why me and Blake Broadway are here, to liven that thing up, because those guys suck, and they need somebody to give it to them.
To light their fire.
Nah, I think beat their ass. Okay. That's what I'm trying to get at.
But okay.
You just made me say it on radio.
Well, there we go. I like to browbeat our guests. That's a regular occurrence here. So obviously, tag team titles in your guys' future.
Yes, yes.
What about Robbie Royce? Does that mean he's safe from you guys? He's been holding that title for over a year now. Would you guys have your sights set on him as well?
Let's just say something. I want to say one thing, and I'm going to let it be. CWE has a lot of great talent. But they also have a lot of stagnant workers that's been sitting around, living their glory in the years, for a very long time. I'm talking about Danny Duggan. I'm talking about AJ Sanchez. I'm talking about Robbie Royce. I'm talking about all these old guys, and they don't really give the new guys any time to shine. Well, you know Blake Broadway. He loves to shine. That's why he always wearing the glasses, because he's always bright. And me, I'm just sick of it, man. Like, where I come from, I'm a world champion. I'm the standout guy. So they need, CWE needs to recognize that they got two standout guys and give us an opportunity to show everybody what we can do. But we're probably going to have to get rid of some people first. And that's what we basically been doing this whole time. But I'm pretty sure we're just going to have to get rid of some people.
Nice. Well said. Well, I have to say, this segment has been nothing short of incredible. And we thank you, Mr. Incredible, for hanging out with
that's
us.
That's what I do. That's what I do, Mr. Incredible. The baddest man in CWE.
We're back. We have Blake Broadway joining us on the 5th anniversary retrospective show for CWE. Blake, great to have you on the show. Thanks
that's
for
it.
Taking the time
not
to do it.
Not the fastest rising star in Canada. Not that. 100% superstar.
Did they put a stopwatch on that?
Just Blake Broadway. That's it.
Well, he is a rising star, for sure. And I have to, under contractual obligations, I can't show my hand. I can't show the people that I like and the ones that I don't like. Because I've seen you in Incredible in the Ring, and it's nothing short of incredible in the ring. We need more of this in CW, as far as I'm concerned. There's a lot of mid-carders hanging around here. So, that said, 5-year anniversary, obviously you guys are pretty new. What are some of your best memories?
Best memories in CWE. What isn't a good memory? Taking Nate Hardy and tossing him 12 feet in the air outside the ring at the Rumble to Remember. That was a great one. Oh, man. The Black Hammer. Now, the Black Hammer, that used to be just Mr. Incredible hitting someone very hard with his arm. And I got a Black Hammer. So we both have Black Hammers. That's great. Indians, those guys, yeah, Red Thunder, cacao, across the head, done. Just Youngblood, bam, across the head, done. It's always a great memory whenever I'm in the ring with Mr. Incredible, M-A-N. All of it's a good memory. So I can't just choose one.
Is there so there's no favorite match? Is there a match maybe you've seen?
No, Nate Hardy, I'm lying. Nate Hardy. Tossed out the ring. Oh. Rumble to Remember, That was fantastic.
So the Olympics are on. If you could do a Blake Broadway medals, who's getting the gold medal for the worst beating given from MA?
Oh, man. Ooh, see, there's Corey Kincaid. There's JJ Sanchez. There's AJ Sanchez. There's Kevin Chevy. Choices. Nate Hardy. Oh, that's my favorite one. Oh, I would have to give the gold medal to poor little Kincaid. Oh, yeah. Corey Kincaid gets the gold medal. Followed closely by JJ Sanchez, because I've never made a fat guy flip, and he was the first one to go. That's kudos for me right there.
Wow. So both the super friends definitely getting medals for man. For
absolutely.
The worst beat
first down. Victims. First victims.
So obviously the tag team titles are right within your grasp. How about singles titles here in CWA? Is that something you're looking
at? I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
They ain't ready for that, because if me and Mr. Incredible break off and we go our separate ways, it's not going to be a joke. It's not going to be a game. There will not be a title left in CWE that does not belong to MAN.
Nice.
So I'm going to let them go ahead and keep on having their fun for now.
Right on. Well, you know what? Our time is short here. Mr. Rising Superstar, Blake Broadway, thank you so much for coming on the show.
So welcome.
And saying hi to all your fans across Canada.
Canadians? Canadians. I can wipe my butt with Canadians.
We'll be back on Elite Wrestling Radio. We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio, and I am here with a Winnipeg legend, Bobby J, everybody. He is known. I don't think you could find a bar in this town where somebody doesn't know Bobby J, or a softball diamond, or a spongy rink. This guy is one of the luminaries here in Winnipeg. Pleasure to have you on the show, Bobby.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, 5 years you've got a lot longer career than 5 years, but 5 years for CWE, what are some of your best memories in CWE?
Some of my best memories, well, I think almost winning that last Rumble to Remember in December there, that was one of my highlights. I was in there for almost an hour. Nice. The crowd was behind me. It was unbelievable. And I think just the fact that I've turned babyface, I've been a heel pretty much all my life, and then just in the last year or two, the crowd just rallied behind me. I just feel like a young rookie again, just
nice.
with the way they're coming to love me now. I just love it myself.
Right on. So the Rumble, remember, would that be your favorite match in CW as well?
Or? I also had one with Petey Williams, former TNA star Petey Williams, and everybody was surprised that I was in there with him, and I was a lot heavier back then. I've lost a lot of weight now, but I went in there and I went toe to toe with him, and I had a really good match with him, and that surprised a lot of people, actually, including him.
Nice. So your future, obviously, you're in shape, you're reinvigorated, you got the crowd behind you. Does that mean Robbie Royce is out of sight, or do you have your sights set on him maybe in the future, looking at a run at the title, or a tag title, finding a partner? What are your plans, Jeff?
Well, I'm really after my last singles title of my career, and if Robbie Royce is a champ at that time, hopefully I can get a title shot, and hopefully I can be the champ. Because that's my goal now, is just to be the oldest CWA champion of all time, and I'll be 49 in April, so hopefully I can do it before I turn 50, and hopefully I can hold it for a while.
Wow. Before we let you go, we got to go back to the Rumble to remember almost an hour in the ring. How do you feel after that?
Well, I felt great, actually. Yeah. I could have went another hour. Just
really?
I've lost 95 pounds now, and I feel like a new man. It's unreal, and I'm just I feel like I'm a young rookie again, and it's just a lot of fun.
Nice. Well, you're looking awesome, and we really appreciate you coming on the show and giving us 2 minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and best of luck in the future.
Well, thank you for having me.
Right on. We'll be back on Elite Wrestling Radio. We are back on Elite Wrestling Radio, our 5th anniversary special. And I have a special guest for everybody. We're going a little off the beaten path. We've gone through a slew of wrestlers. We have corralled one of the most famous referees here in CWE. We've got Squiggy Magoo. Squiggy, thank you so much
for coming
on the show.
My pleasure.
So go back in time now. Have you been involved with CWE for the whole 5 years?
Whole 5 years.
Okay, yeah. So take us to maybe the first night, maybe tonight. How have things changed for CWE? What are some of your best memories?
Oh, one of my best memories is the people that I've met. People that I've worked with, and so on and so forth. There's just so many matches that person does, and I can't really pick one great match. I guess the one that stands out the most is Danny Duggan and the Mecca. That was one of my favorites. It was one of the greatest matches that I've seen. Anytime I work with Mendelo, work with all these great wrestlers, and there's some cheaters.
Yeah.
But you got to watch. You always got to watch the cheaters. You always got to watch when you can. You don't catch everything. But I would say just the people that you've met, had the pleasure of working with, and who have gone on to bigger and better things.
Okay. Now, how about the crowd? Like they tend to get on the refs in any kind of sporting event. Does that bother you at all?
You know what? You don't really hear them all that much. Some stick out. You know, we got feelings too, but you got to concentrate on the match. You try and do as best as you can. Some guys do some chicanery, take you certain places. You try and do the best you can, but sometimes you'll miss the odd one. But 95-96%, we're like umpires. Okay. We get it right.
Yeah, and you call it in your zone.
Exactly.
So obviously, we've talked in the past with the coach, Kelly Russell, who senior referee for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're working alongside guys like Bubbles McFly. You're
mm-hmm.
working alongside Alan Daniels,
yes.
who's sort of a rookie in or a bit of a newbie in the
mm-hmm.
in the refereeing. How's the camaraderie amongst the referees?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. Now that we got rid of Kelly Russell, everything is fine. Everything is a lot better.
Right on. So going forward, what's your future looking like in CWE?
I'm hoping to stay with the CWE as long as I can. I got a great bunch of guys, great talent. It's probably the best talent, not only in Manitoba, because I've worked at Stampede in the past and other federations in the past and other indies, but this has the best talent that I've seen in over 20 years. And I hope to maintain that and keep an eye, at least one good eye, on the talent and one eye on the crowd as I can.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for
Thanks
joining
for
us
me.
On Elite Wrestling Radio.
I got to
take it easy.
I got to go rough it.
We're back, and to start off the second half of our CWE 5th anniversary retrospective show on Elite Wrestling Radio, we got the top dog, so to speak, here at CWE. We got the champ, Robbie Royce. Robbie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem. I'm proud to be part of this and happy to do it.
That's great. So, first of all, CWE 5th year anniversary. Go back, tell the fans out there some of your favorite memories of that past 5 years.
Wow. I actually came to the CWE right before the second year anniversary. And, nobody thought they'd make it past the first year, and it has exploded. And it keeps getting better and better all the time. Favorite matches. Definitely have to be about a year and a half ago. It was me, Tommy Dreamer, and Kevy Chevy in Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Okay.
Fantastic match. Another one would have to be myself and Anderson Tyson Moore when we were Team Impact, and we wrestled the Big Sexy Beast in tables, ladders, and chairs.
Okay. So that aside, like, I haven't asked this to anyone else that's been on the show. You've held the title for a year now. That is a grueling mess on your body, going in day in, day out, defending that title. And you get jumped by anyone that thinks that they can take you on, right?
Yeah.
So it always kind of spreads out from there. How has that been on you mentally? How has it been on you physically?
It's definitely tasking. You know, you've got the giant bullseye, so to speak, on your back.
Yes.
People that you think would never turn their back on you do just for the sake of having the championship belt. I mean, I faced everybody in the last year, everybody, and it's been hell. I mean, my body has been through so much to the point where I'm physically falling apart.
Yes.
But I mean, I wouldn't change anything. Nothing at all.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. I mean, definitely a reason you're wearing that title. You got the right attitude, you got the heart, you got everything. So with that being said, you have everything right now. What more could Robbie Royce ask for in the coming years in CWE?
Oh my God. Hopefully just a place backstage, you know. Help, well, eventually when my time is done, and let's face it, I've been doing this for 23 years. It's getting near that time, but I'll keep doing this as long as I can. But I always want to be part of this company. I'm a strong supporter of it, and I truly believe they have everything going for them. Everything.
Okay. So, and this is kind of a bonus question as well. Going back to your history, you're just telling us how long you've been in wrestling. Is there anybody that maybe you haven't had a chance? I did this with Danny a few weeks ago, where you haven't had a chance to maybe say in the back, "Hey, thanks for everything you've done for me." Is there an unsung hero out there in wrestling throughout your years? Where I'm sure there's many, but is there one you can just single out for everybody?
Actually, it was the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith, and
nice.
He was my childhood idol growing up. And funny enough is I wrestled him in his last match before he passed away.
Really?
And I did tell him that he was my idol growing up, and it was quite the honor.
Yikes.
And to have him pass away right after that is truly sad, but it was a hell of an experience, one that I'll never forget.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I'd be a fool to ask another question after that. That was a pretty amazing one to end off on. Thank you so much for coming
on
the show.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations with your time at the title.
Thank you.
We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio, and again, we're going off the beaten path, and we're not taking the guys in ring with the gear, so to speak. We're taking the guys with the striped shirts. I've got another referee here. Ladies and gentlemen, please to make your acquaintance, Mr. Bubbles McFly. Bubbles, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I guess this is where the big thing goes with my biggest thing, I guess, with CWE, and especially this past year. When I started with CWE, everyone knew me as Bubbles McFly, and I was a wrestler, and I was teaming with Scotty Raver there, and we weren't too bad. I don't think we ever won anything, but, you know, we weren't no super friends. But recently, more in the past year, I've transitioned into a referee role, and now my shoot name, or as they say, a shoot in business, going by my real name, which is Michael Draven now.
Okay.
So I guess that's my biggest thing is, unfortunately, being a smaller wrestler in the business, it does a toll on your body, and
yes.
I unfortunately had to take a medical leave after my third concussion, and it was my second one in 3 months. So after discussing with the doctors and battling a few headaches and motion sickness for about 6 months, I decided, you know what, I still wanted to be involved. I couldn't just step away from the ring, so I got back in the ring, and I put on the striped shirt and try to be the, as the refs now, or the fans now, I guess, call or chant, is the best ref ever. So my goal is still the same as what it was when I was a wrestler, which was to be the best that I can be,
okay.
But just as a different aspect now. Now I'm trying to uphold what's going on in the ring and try to make sure there's fair finishes, I guess, is the biggest thing.
Nice. So speaking of the finishes, that's you in the ring calling these matches. What has been the most memorable match for you in your tenure at CWE?
Oh, you know, it's hard to say memorable matches. Yeah, I if anything, if I could say anything, it's working with the talent that you have gotten to work with. You really become a second family, if anything, with them, you know. And even with some of the names and some of the bigger talents that we brought in, guys like Rhino, I really felt a good connection. For some odd reason, it just really clicked together, me and him, and I got to work a few shows back-to-back with him, and I really felt like I gained a friend out of the battle, out of the whole deal. And even though I'm just a referee in it, I didn't actually go to war with him. There was a definite respect factor that was earned over the tour. So I really enjoyed working with Rhino and Paul London personally, myself. I thought Paul London was just a fun guy. He was just really fun to meet. I was a big fan of his, and I just love that drop kick. So.
Nice. Well, that's very good memories indeed. Going forward, what are you looking for as a referee? What are your hopes?
To keep working, I guess, really. Try to keep the best, try to stay equal. You try not to, fall under favor, Sometimes people say refs are, gilded towards one side, or they're more favorite to one wrestler, or things like that. I try to stay neutral, and I think that's going to be my factor, or my biggest factor is that I just want to see a good wrestling match, a good competition, and really the best man should win. And at the end of the night, that's what I want to see to happen.
Nice. Well, very well said. Thank you so much for coming on and saying your piece to the fans of CWE.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right, thank you very much. We are back on Elite Wrestling Radio's 5th anniversary podcast special as part of Automatic, and I'm your host, Kid Remington, and right now we're very pleased to have on the show one of the biggest up-and-coming stars here in CWE. The biggest up-and-coming star. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler Colton. Tyler, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, anytime, man. It's actually the blue-eyed idol, Tyler Colton, but
the
you get one pass.
The blue-eyed idol, Tyler Colton, and I'll try to put a nice effect on there.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Then we're going to break even here. So let's go back to our history of CWE. What are some of the blue-eyed idol's biggest memories?
I mean, probably my favorite memory was when I made the leap from the front row into the ring, and I debuted in Neepawa, Manitoba, against the Pimp Daddy, Rick Matthews, in my not only CWE debut, but my wrestling debut.
Okay.
And I got my ass kicked, and he beat the crap out of me, and it's been on the rise ever since.
Okay. So can I ask you quickly, obviously you're coming to watch, you're watching it on TV, you're watching it in shows, what made you think, just being a fan's not enough for me, I got to get in that ring?
I mean, if I had any idea how hard it was, I might not have jumped into it, but I thought that it was something that I was really passionate about and I loved, and the opportunity arose to train with, I believe, the best in Canada, one of the best going today, Mentolo, and I couldn't decline that.
Nice. So, you had a long tag team with Mentolo. Do you have a favorite match? Not necessarily with Mentolo or just in CWE. What's the match that you think of immediately when you think CWE?
Probably my favorite match was the tag match that M-Max, myself and Mentolo, had against Paul London and Danny Duggan. That match was, I mean, I've never had such a physically draining, testing match as that one. I felt just completely, nothing was left after that match.
Yes.
My matches with Kenny Omega have always been really fun, and probably the one that meant the most to me was when M-Max beat the BSB for the tag titles, where, I mean, to be in the ring with Mentolo and Chevy and AJ Sanchez and to establish yourself and beat them and win the tag titles in CWE, that's for someone who used to be a fan, that's mind-blowing.
Yes, definitely bucket list material.
Yes.
For sure. So that said, you're already attaining some major goals. You're climbing up the ladder. What does the future hold for the blue-eyed idol?
I mean, it's really more a question of what it doesn't hold. There's obviously gold on the way. There's no question about that. I got gold in my past. There's gold in the future. I'm not completely satisfied with how Mentolo ended our tag team, and I think I might have something to settle with him with that. Kamikaze is a guy who's coming in from Alberta, and I'm getting a little sick of his attitude, to be honest with you. I have a match with him, and I'm not really happy with the way he thinks that he can strut around here. And hopefully lots of travel. We'll see.
Right on. You heard it here first, folks. Long on talent, long on confidence. The blue-eyed idol, Tyler Colton. We'll be back on Elite Wrestling Radio. We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio's 5th anniversary special, and I have a special guest. So it's a special, special. And right now, we are joined by Cannibal. Cannibal, I was stunned to find you in the booth here with me. How are you doing? Do you have any good memories in the CWE, in your history here in CWE in the last 5 years? Anything big? Nothing really big that you want to talk about. Is there a favorite match that maybe you've had?
I know. It was all pretty done.
I don't really. What does the future hold for Cannibal? What is there titles in your future? Well, folks, he's not one of the most intimidating men in the business for nothing. I'm getting a call right now, so we're gonna have to cut this interview short. Cannibal, it was my utmost pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for coming on. We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio. Kid Remington here, and I am joined by Kamikaze. And Kamikaze, how are you doing? Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's good to be here, man.
Right on. So, fifth anniversary special for CWE. Can you go and tell everyone out there in Radio Land what some of your special moments are in CWE?
Throughout the five-year history, you know, I've been involved with CWE for, well, most of 2013. And I'd have to say my biggest memory happened just last night, wrestling former WWE superstar Chris Masters. It was a great, great match, and I was very happy, and it was just a good confidence booster, and it felt good. I've never worked with a top talent former WWE star before, and to go toe-to-toe with him and hang with him the entire time, it felt good. And, yeah, that's probably my biggest memory, and most fondest for sure.
Nice. So is there a match that maybe you're watching in the back, watching the boys wrestle, or you were in the ring yourself? Is there one match that is kind of, maybe it's a Masters match, is there one that sets itself out and says, this is the best thing I've seen in CWE?
Well, there's so much top talent here, like I could go on forever to say good matches here. The talent that's booked here is phenomenal. One that sticks out, I remember Kevy Chevy pile driving Jeff Tyler off a ladder through a table in a crazy ladder scramble match of some sort, but I just remember seeing that, and that blew me away right there.
Nice. So what's in your future for CWE? Is there a title you got an eye on, or are you going to find a tag partner? Are you going to get together with somebody, get the tag straps? What's going on in your life?
Well, just tonight I won the number one contendership to the CWE Television Championship.
Okay.
And then Tyler Colton cold cocked me at the end of the match, kind of ruined my moment, but I'm sure I'll be seeing more of him. I got unfinished business with him, but I'm going for that CWE Television Championship. I am the number one contender.
Nice. Well said, and thanks so much for coming on the show, giving us 2 minutes of your time. 5 years. It's been an explosive 5 years for CWE. We need Kamikaze on the show, and he came on and he told you everything he's thinking about.
Thank you very much for having me.
We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio. I'm your host, Kid Remington, fifth anniversary retrospective, and my absolute pleasure to have with me right now Kevy Chevy. Kevy, thank you for coming on the show and doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Right on. So, you know what? 5 years? Have you been here for a lot of the ride?
I was here when CWE first got off the ground. I was at their inaugural shows, and they're very just basically getting off the ground phase. And yeah, I've had some great matches here, and hopefully to continue that for a while.
You know what? You have had some great matches here. Do you know how I know that? I'm sort of a newbie in this world of CWE, feeling my way around, checking out the competition, watching some TV. You are the 20th star that I'm interviewing tonight.
Okay.
One of the questions I'm asking everybody, what is their favorite match in the history? Your name, sir, has come up over a dozen times in the favorite match of the year. It's always been different things. And that tells me that you're a guy I got to go and start watching his matches.
Because
if you're getting arrested in front of the Northern Hotel, or going through ladders, or going through tables, or giving pile drivers, or taking hurricanranas, it's all part of what you do, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. I'm a very chameleon-like when I get in there. I can evolve, and you know, I'm very open-minded when I get in there and I start wrestling and stuff. I don't like to give myself
too much
boundaries.
Limitations. Yes, yes.
I don't want to give myself limitations or boundaries. And you know what? I'm always learning. And the day you stop learning, and you think you know what all this wrestling is, you should just get out because you know. Yeah.
That's well said.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
Do you have a favorite match in your history?
Oh man, there's tons of matches. One of my favorite matches would probably be against the Briscoe Brothers, a tag team.
Okay.
When I teamed with Stefan Epic, and we were collectively known as the Fabulous Creepers. Yeah, we wrestled the Briscoe Brothers when they came to town here. So, yeah, it was a really good match. Like Mark and Jay are stand-up guys.
Okay.
Yeah. They said they had good a fun time in the match. And I enjoyed myself too. It was pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, so you've come on here, and I'm gonna throw an extra question out because I'm getting the feeling that I should hear just from my own knowledge and the wrestling fans' knowledge. Now, you have no limitations in the ring, no boundaries. Your expectations, you're just going out there doing what you love. Okay?
Exactly.
So you hook up with these new wrestlers every town you go to, every match you get into. How long does it take? Does it vary in matches? Like 30 seconds in, you know, I'm going to have a 10-bell night with this guy. This is going to be an amazing match. Or do you guys kind of feel it out and sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle?
Sometimes when you're on the road and you're traveling around and you're wrestling a guy you've met for the first time 5 minutes before you have to go and wrestle, right? You don't really know very much. Sometimes you go out there and you just play it by ear, right? You go out there, you lock up with the guy, and you basically get a feeling out process. Let me tell you something. When you know that you can work with somebody, you know right off the bat, bam. You know they're a good worker, you know, vice versa.
Yeah. Perfect. So one last question before we let you go here. What's in the future for Kevy Chevy? It sounds to me like you've done a lot already.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
coming up in the future?
I'm not too sure right now, actually. It's kind of a little bit of a question mark, but let me tell you something. One thing for sure is I'm going to keep going out there and perform to the best of my abilities as long as I can for these people, and I hope they enjoy every match that I compete in CWE.
Right on. Well, on behalf of the fans that are listening in, and they will be listening in, and myself, thank you for what you do, Kevy Chevy. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you.
We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio. Kid Remington here. We're with Stefan Epic. Stefan, CWE celebrating 5-year anniversary. Take us back. What are some of your best memories in those 5 years?
My 5 years in CWE, I haven't been around for 5 years. I've recently come back from a little sabbatical.
Okay.
And I think my best match in CWE is Kevy Chevy and I as the Fabulous Creepers versus the Briscoe Brothers, who were Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions at the time. And that was July of 2009.
Nice. So what was it about that match? Like, Chevy was actually on the show earlier. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yep.
He was talking about the same match. I'm just seeing if maybe you had the same memories about it. What was it?
I think it was just the opportunity to prove ourselves. It was the opportunity, you know, to take on a main event against world-class talent, especially the World Tag Team Champions at the time. And it was a proving ground, and we followed through.
Okay. Okay, nice. So obviously that's your favorite match as well, I would think, or is there another one that caught your eye? Or?
No, my favorite match wasn't in CWE. My favorite match was actually 2011 in Osaka, Japan.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell
yeah.
us about it, please.
It was myself, a man named Shimizu, and Shinobu against Men's Tail, a guy named Taniguchi, and one other guy, I can't really remember right now, but it was a Japanese death match.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So, big performance, a lot of hardcore moves, or
yeah, yeah. There was a lot of chairs. There was a lot of you know, hard hitting stuff. There was broken glass. There was thumbtacks. There was a lot of crazy stuff.
Yikes!
Yeah.
It sounds like it. So let's talk about your future. You're hooked up with the coach, Kelly Russell.
Absolutely.
Obviously, he's coming from his massive body of work as a referee.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything he's seen in that ring. Is that what kind of library of knowledge is that for you going forward with him as your manager?
It's kind of like, if I were to make a reference that maybe a few people will get, Mike Tyson and Cus D'Amato.
Okay.
Cus was not a huge boxing superstar world champion, but he had the mind, and that's what Kelly Russell has. He has the mind to, you know, everybody tries to, like, the Masterpiece Theater Tour, everybody's
yep.
trying to break the master lock, but Kelly Russell knows how to pick the master lock. And I think that's the key to success, is being able to use the mind as opposed to the body.
Very interesting. Well said. We wish you all the luck in the next however many years you do this. Thanks
Thank
for coming on the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio 5th Anniversary Special, and now we got the trifecta. We got our final referee here. We got Alan Daniels joining us. Alan, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, 5th Anniversary, what is some of your biggest memories of CWE?
This is my first anniversary with CWE. I've only been here for a short period. I've had nothing but a blast. Everybody's been really good to me. And I'm really enjoying my time here.
Nice. Do you have a favorite match that you've reffed?
I do. About a year ago, I did one in Selkirk for Corey Diamond, and it was hands down the best match I'd ever done. Unfortunately, I did most of the match as a fan and not a referee, so, but it was awesome. It was the best one I've done.
Nice. Now, what's the pinnacle for you? What's the top of the mountain? Where are you headed in CWE? Just more reffing?
More reffing. continue the adventure and the excitement working with, you know, past WWE superstars that I watched as a kid and loved as a kid.
Nice. Right on. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show and giving us 2 minutes of your time to tell us how things are going.
Well, thanks for having me again.
We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio, and now we have a man who's, you know, he's taken quite a turn. He used to be Kevin Cannon's mystery client, now wrestling under the name Dick Blood. Everyone's getting to know a bit about who you are and your credentials here, sir. Thanks for coming on the show. 5 years, CWE. Tell everybody listening some of your favorite memories of CWE.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. Favorite memories. I know I got a few. Taping up the midget in the corner. Well, if you can call him a midget, duct taping him, whipping him with my belt. Crowd reactions. Swerving the crowd a little bit here and there. Yep. I can't even go on, really. Like, getting to work together again with Bob Collins.
Yep.
Like we did years ago. Remember, I took a long time off and they convinced me to come back. And it wasn't for Kevin Cannon and his big mouth and his deep pockets with all of his money. I might not have. But then after things started to not go the right way, he decided to pursue other endeavors with different people. And, well, you can call that a 13-year friendship down the drains because I don't trust him and I don't trust nobody now.
I see.
I'm sick and tired of busting my hump for nothing, so I'm just out for one thing and one thing only. It's just get in there and give the crowd what I can.
Okay. Well, I've definitely been noticing that as in your matches lately. You're definitely giving it 110%. Do you have, that said, a favorite match in CWE, whether you wrestled in it or just watched it?
It's kind of hard to say. I had a really good one. Actually, it was me and Collins. We were teamed up against Cannon and Moses Luke, and we were at the... At Rookies in Transcona there.
Yep.
And we got the best heat of the night. Everything worked out well. Babyface pops, the heel pops. The match was just great. It was one of the ones I cherished the most. It was really good because I knew those guys years ago, like I said.
Yeah.
Hardworking people who got the job done. The fans ate it up and they got what they deserved.
Yeah. I actually was on hand for that match and it was a very good
appreciate
match.
Appreciate
that. It was really slick the way you guys handle it in the ring. So let's obviously we talk about your split with Kevin Cannon. You guys are still working out those issues. What's happening for you after that?
Well, after that, I'm just going to keep getting booked and doing what I do. And they want me to go in there and work somebody that's six times my size or six times my height. I don't care. I'll do what I got to do. I get booked. I show up. I don't back down from anybody. Never have. I never will. It might hurt. Sometimes it might hurt a lot more. I don't care. Just a few ice packs more the next day.
Yeah.
Maybe a few more beers, too.
The fact that he doesn't care, he gives it his all, is one of the things that's getting Dick Blood a rabid fan following right now in CWE. Dick, we totally appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks so much for doing this.
I appreciate you guys having me. Look forward to it again.
We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio. I'm your host, Kid Remington. And right now, we've got a special guest. Rob Stardom has joined us, and Mr. Stardom, I have to say, I've watched several of your matches throughout your career, and bar none, in wrestling that I've seen in Manitoba, you, without a shadow of a doubt, get the quickest starts on your competitors in the history that I've ever seen in my life. How do you manage to do that? Is that training? Is that video watching? What do you do?
If you get a fast start, the odds are good, you're going to win.
Right on. Very straightforward. So, CWE celebrating 5th anniversary. Can you tell any of the fans listening some of your favorite CWE memories?
I was a part of CWE at the beginning. My favorite match would be Mentolo and Brian Daniels, I guess. Or what's his name in WWE? Daniel Bryan.
Danielson.
It was an awesome match. I took a hiatus for a while and did some other indies, and I came back this year to work with CWE because they're the best group in Canada right now. And they need an old-timer like me that could still go.
Nice. So do you have a favorite match in your time in CWE?
I've basically just started, so I don't have a lot going on yet. I really like my match with Red Thunder. That was a couple months ago. But the future is great for me, Kevin Cannon, and now Bobby Collins.
Right on. Well, I want to ask you one more loaded question here. I didn't tell you about this before we went on. You signed your contract saying you'd come on the show without answering this. You come. You used to run Steel Town Pro Wrestling. What does that knowledge, what does that expertise bring to the table in CWE?
I would say more of my knowledge, 15 years in the business, over 1,000 matches. I'm a big wrestling fan myself. I watch tons of videos, and I really like helping the young guys out. But I'll tell you, CWE isn't a bunch of young guys. These are talented, well-groomed individuals. And really, they're teaching this old dog some new tricks.
Nice. Well, thank you very much for taking a couple minutes for us and appearing on Elite Wrestling Radio.
If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio, and right now we have one half of the Super Friends. This is JJ Sanchez. Thanks for coming on the show.
Also known as the bigger half.
The bigger half.
Yeah, the bigger half of the Super Friends.
Talent-wise, is that what we're talking about?
Let's go both.
Okay. Just, okay.
All around, bigger.
Nice. So, memories. Let's talk 5 years, CWE. What are some of your favorite memories?
Some of the greatest memories for CWE in 5 years has to be the touring, for sure. Going out on the road with all the boys, and whether it's in the ring, out of the ring, at after parties and stuff like that, that's always a positive. And then working some of the bigger names coming in that CWE has brought. I'm not talking about myself, but the other, the big stars.
Oh, I see. I see. No.
Yeah, definitely. Getting together with the boys every time is always fun.
Right on. Is there a match in your history here in CWE that sticks out as, man, that was a good one? I really appreciate that. I know why I'm doing.
Well, I love comedy, so I'm a funny guy. So it has to be myself and my brother, AJ Sanchez, tag teamed with against the New Age Outlaws, Billy Gunn and Road Dogg. We had actually sorted out the finish, and we reversed everything so that Road Dogg actually gets the hot comeback, which he never has ever done in his career as tag team wrestler with Billy Gunn.
Okay.
But then we decided that he was going to do Billy Gunn's hot comeback, and he would get the pin. Well, we switched it on him and kicked out of the finish. And Billy had told us something beforehand, so he immediately looked over at Billy and was like, "Oh, you son of a bitch." And then Billy came in and finished us out. So,
brilliant.
Yeah. So, funny. I'm a funny guy.
Nice. So, the Super Friends, you guys have some rough nights, right? I've seen you guys get thumped pretty good. That doesn't mean there's not a bright future coming.
Oh,
what is your guys' game plan? What's coming up in the next few years?
Just to gain more friends. We want a lot of friends out there. We want to be everyone's friend, we're going to keep our friendship really tight, and we're going to just hopefully CWE Tag Team Gold.
Right on. Well, I will say this. I did have a chance to interview your tag team partner earlier on, and he said he did one of the best high fives in the business. And he said you might try and top him.
Yeah,
do you think you could do that?
He's got a solid high five. It's snug. It's in there.
Right on. So he's getting that accolade. So, there you go, Mr. Kincaid. You say that your partner never says anything nice about you. Well, now he did. He just gave you the best high-fiver award. JJ, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
And I look forward to seeing you back in the ring.
Thank you.
All right. We're back on Elite Wrestling Radio, our fifth year retrospective anniversary show. And we're here with Moses Luke. And Mo, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So first question I want to ask you is, what are some of your fondest memories of CWE as you've been here?
Well, one of my fondest memories would probably be my two title reigns as Open Rules champion here in CWE. I was very dominant, and one match I distinctly remember was beating the living holy hell out of Darren the Bomb Dalton, pillar to post, outside in the streets. I beat him every which way in that match to retain my title. That's probably one of my favorite memories that I have.
Nice. So that would go part and parcel as your favorite match in CW as well, or do you have another highlight match?
You know what,
or?
That's probably one of my favorite matches too. I just remember the heat that I left Dalton in after that match. It was really satisfying watching him suffer.
Interesting. So the German juggernaut, what is in his plans for the next coming years?
The German juggernaut, as I've stated many times, 2014 is the year of the juggernaut. Nobody is going to stand in my way this year. I'm going to achieve any goal I set my eyes on. Right now, I am worried about putting something shiny around my waist. I don't care if I got to go in there and take a television title away from somebody. I don't care if I got to go in there and take away tag team titles from somebody. I don't care if I got to go in there and beat the heavyweight champion. But I'm telling you, by the end of the year, I will be holding up a shiny belt and reigning supreme as Meister.
You heard it here, the German juggernaut, Moses Luke. Elite Wrestling Radio, we'll be right back. Well, that's going to about do it for this episode of Elite Wrestling Radio, your eighth episode. If you're keeping tabs and if you've listened to them all, hey, thanks so much for being on board for this fun journey. And if you haven't, you have a chance to go back to www.podomatic.com, Elite Wrestling Radio. You can also find it on iTunes. There's links through the website, cwecanada.ca. For this episode, we did something a little different. Over 24 CWE stars, I don't know if it's 26 or 27, I lost count myself, and I really don't know what to make of the Cannibal interview now that I've gone back and listened to it. But it was a really fun evening. I loved the buzz down in the basement and all the talk and everything going on and the buzz in the crowd. It was awesome. A great night. I'm very new. Me, helping out CWE, this is very new to me. So I've had fun so far. It's been a nice little ride, and it was really from behind the producer's glass. It was really nice to get down and talk to so many guys just for a little, just a little dip in the water, so to speak, about what they bring to the table, what CWE has meant to them, and some of their favorite times and favorite matches. And it's unbelievable. And I'm looking forward to, as the show develops and rolls out, talking to more people at length with Danny as he sits down and kind of goes back through their history and their present and their future, talking about CWE. CWE, fifth anniversary. The tour is all wrapped up. Everyone's kind of, in that recovery mode from that. They really took it to Manitoba in the last week. If you want to see what happened or heard what happened, you can check out Facebook, the CWE Club on Facebook. Tons of information about cards past and upcoming, all on that page. You can also go to the main website, cwecanada.ca, and you're going to find all the information you need to about events. There's videos, how to connect with everybody. There's training. Are you interested in training? Are you interested in being that next Tyler Colton, the blue-eyed idol that came in from, started watching the shows and just got into it? That could be you. You could be the next one. Contact them. They've got a very interesting training program for everybody. Before we go, a couple of events. March 21st, CWE is making their return to Rookie Sports Bar out in Transcona. It's the shows there have been growing slowly but surely, and it's been great to see. I went out to the last one, and very impressive indeed. Great crowd, and the wrestlers always seem to deliver. Also, on April the 6th, it looks like there's an all-day event, CWE at the Club St. B, WWE WrestleMania 30 party. So there's going to be tons more details on that coming up in future episodes of Elite Wrestling Radio. And again, check it out online. Danny is out, doing what he does, loving what he does. And he's out on the road right now, traveling down in the States and wrestling. And that leaves me to kind of man the asylum while he's gone. And so we're going to wrap up this episode. I just want to say congratulations one last time to everybody in CWE that was a part of it in the last 5 years and making it succeed and learning from square one. We will be back next week on Elite Wrestling Radio. Take it easy, and we'll see you in 7 days.